This is a short meditation that will give you the opportunity to become aware of and listen to your intuitive heart, to get a general sense or an idea of how to be able to listen more closely. Because this is a meditation, please do not do this while you are driving an automobile or doing something else that requires your whole attention. If you happen to be driving at the time, you can just listen and let it slide over you, and when you have the opportunity to be a little bit more quiet, you can give yourself the opportunity to do this by yourself. Obviously, this is a recording, so you don't need to record it yourself to listen to it, but you can. You can record it yourself on another recorder or some other kind of instrument like that and listen to it at your leisure to allow yourself to get in more close touch, more close contact, and become more aware of your intuitive mind. Giving yourself all the time and space you might need. Let us begin. Take a moment and close your eyes. Breathe deeply 3 times. Deep cleansing breaths. That's right. Let yourself relax. Let yourself go to the deepest level of relaxation that suits you right now. That's right. Now listen to these words. You are a divine child of God, unconditionally loved. You are a divine child of God, unconditionally loved. Notice how you experience within yourself a part of you or an energy within that resonates with that thought. You might experience it as a part of you waking up or coming to attention. You might experience a gentle tug or an awareness, almost as if part of you is responding yes to that truth. You are a divine child of God, unconditionally loved. Stay with that for a while. If any other voices chime in as a distraction, breathe deeply, release, and say to yourself again, I am a divine child of God, unconditionally loved. Knowing that you can come back to this exercise, either here or on your own, any time that you choose. Because it is always the truth. You are a divine child of God, unconditionally loved. And then taking all the time you need, gently stretch, take another deep breath, and open your eyes, coming back here. Note what just happened. This part of you that resonated with the truth of who you are is what is sometimes called your heart or your intuition. It is a deep, essential aspect of your spiritual nature, which will always connect with the truth. For many of you, almost immediately after sensing that intuitive yes, you might also have heard the mind reaching in and saying something such as, well, yes, you are a divine child of God, but. As we will be exploring a little later, that kind of activity is typical of the thinking mind. Remember, the truth of the intuition, the truth of the voice of God within you, does not need to argue with the intellect, but goes beyond it. This intuitive knowing aspect of spirit is sometimes called the wee small voice, or in the Old Testament called the tiny whisper of the wind. It is always there for you, but notice you need to be quiet in order to listen. The intuition is the voice of God within you. When you hear that voice, it will be powerful, yet gentle. When spirit, through intuition, offers you a direction or a piece of information, it will always be with the inner understanding that you have a choice to take it or not. This is a no-strings choice. The spirit expresses itself sometimes and something like this. Here, you can use this gift of compassion or not. It's up to you. All of this quietness and gentleness and choice are just the opposite of the other voice inside you. The other voice is boisterous and heavy-handed. It is the expression of the ego. There are some key differences between the ego and the heart. When the ego offers information or direction, it will also stir up feelings of guilt and fear. It will speak in such a way as to say, this is what you need to do, this is what you must do. If you do not, then bad things will happen, and you will be labeled a bad person. You might not hear that same thing, but you get the idea. The messages of the ego are infused with the pressure of guilt and fear. Messages of the heart are free-flowing with freedom and with love. It takes practice to enter into the silence and to listen to the heart. You are encouraged to perform that practice. Practice being as quiet as you can. Do not fight your thoughts, but let your attention go deeper than your thoughts so you can hear the quiet yet powerful stirrings of your heart. Personally, I remember one of my first teachers from years ago. His name was Father Quinn, a big, blustery, red-faced Irishman whom I connected with as a kid. I'm not sure if I asked to see him or he asked to see me, but as it turned out, he became my first spiritual director. I was about 10 or 11, and I recall sitting in his office. In those days, every Catholic rectory had a middle-aged housekeeper who was highly hygienic and energetic. Everything was spotless and smelled of wood polish and soap. So here I was in Father Quinn's office, me in some sort of straight-backed chair, and he behind his desk. He asked me, Jerry, do you pray? I told him, of course, and I proceeded to let him know when and how I prayed. Like most Catholic kids, I grew up with the Our Father and the Hail Mary. They were the staples of our prayer diet. Occasionally, prayer would take the form of, oh God, please get me out of this, and I'll never do it again. Prayer sometimes might have been directed towards a specific intention, such as, help me with this test, or make Mom well. Father Quinn intently listened to all of this, and then he said to me, the next time you go to church, by the way, we lived in simpler times. Churches were open all day, and since I lived right across the street from our parish church, I would hop in quite often going to and from the store. Father Quinn said, the next time you go into church, I want you to get real quiet. Can you do that? I said yes, even though I had no idea what he was talking about. I never forgot that instruction. Get real quiet. Shut up. Let Spirit, let God speak to you. Let yourself experience God in the quiet. Let yourself experience love, peace, balance, and all those other attributes of God. In the quiet, connect with the source inside yourself. It is always there inside of you, waiting to be contacted. The connection with the source is there inside of you, always. There is another way of realizing that spiritual understanding is different from our usual mental intellectual mode. Mental or intellectual understanding is aha. That is an expression of the mind grasping something. This kind of understanding is a form of power and control. This is the way the mind works. The mortal mind is constantly searching. It is always quite restless and is only satisfied for a few brief moments. By nature, the intellect is always seeking out exceptions and possibilities. For instance, you can mentally affirm, "I am worthy," and almost immediately your mind will be working overtime to find exceptions, and it will. Spiritual understanding goes beyond the mind. If mental understanding is aha, then spiritual understanding is ah. It is powerful but relaxed. Mental understanding holds on to something. It is grasping and controlling. With spiritual understanding, you are being upheld and supported by truth. It is not that you have a hold on it as much as it has a hold on you. Notice the difference inside yourself between aha and ah. Spiritual understanding is not blind. Faith is a knowing. It is knowing something without material proof, but knowing it just the same. Think of someone in your life. Do you know they love you? There is no way to prove that. Even though there is no way to prove that kind of love, you can still know it. If someone loves you, and you only rely on your mental powers to convince yourself of the truth of that love, then a scene similar to the following will probably unfold. You will begin to play the game, "Will you love me if?" The way the game goes is, you say, not out loud, "Will you love me if I do this? Will you love me if I do that?" All the while you are trying to prove the other person loves you. Of course, what eventually happens is that you finally do something that alienates the other person completely. They leave. Then you can say, "See, I knew you didn't love me." Of course, now you get to be right and know that you have proven that the other person does not love you. You will notice, though, that you have not won anything at all. You have attempted to use your intellect to gain evidence of something the mortal mind cannot comprehend. You are demanding a proof that does not exist. You are looking for tangible evidence of something intangible. Love knows with the heart, and it knows that the understanding of the heart is just as real as knowing with the senses and intellect. If you desire to open yourself even further to the spiritual, you travel still further beyond the thinking mind. Suppose you want to become more grounded in a spiritual gift, wisdom, for example. You can affirm for yourself a statement such as, "God is my source of wisdom. I am living in truth." Now, in order to make that real, you can say this over and over, even if you do not feel it. You act as if you are in touch with this wisdom. This is the action of faith. As was mentioned before, acting as if is not a game. It is bypassing the mind and your limited thinking ego. You are accessing the strength of God and Spirit that always exist inside you. Certainly, a major component in being Christ in training is learning how to listen to that wee small voice. To do that, you dedicate time and energy to going into the quiet, to listening to the intuition, and to knowing this is really the voice of God speaking within you. Just as Jesus would sometime go to a lonely place to pray, you do the same, to listen, listen, listen to the voice of God within. Perhaps voice is not the best word to use here, for you can experience God in myriad ways. When you allow your awareness to flow into your intuitive mind, you also flow into the presence of God. That presence might reveal itself to you in words, memories, ideas, feelings, sensations, or sometimes a quiet calm with nothing else to go with it. Be open to however God reveals him, herself to you. Be open to whatever qualities of God, such as wisdom, strength, or abundance, are being revealed to you. Openness to God and divine spirit is the key to health and understanding. This includes self-understanding as well, because from understanding of spirit flows self-love. If you understand yourself as a divine child of God, then love follows automatically. Even deeper than all of this is another inner realm that goes beyond even our spiritual comprehension. It is what Paul refers to as the peace that surpasses all understanding. For Christ in training, the ultimate knowing and understanding is that you are one with the Father. It is the realization that God, the power of God, and the gifts of God are always available to you. Jesus ran into his most serious confrontations when he expounded this deepest of truths. The teachers of the law totally lost it when he said, "I and the Father are one." And the not-so-subtle comment that almost got him stoned to death was, "Before Abraham was, I am." A deep willingness is necessary in order to reach spiritual understanding. You must be willing to have an open heart. You must be willing to go beyond your mortal mind and human resources. This is not denying that you can learn from teachers and books and tapes and workshops. Of course you can. The reminder is this: although you can drink the water that others give you, do not forget you can drink from the well yourself. I know chewing gum wasn't around at the time of Jesus, but I think he would have liked this typical exchange between two grade schoolers. "Do you have any gum?" says one. "All I have is ABC gum," says the other. "ABC gum? What's that?" "Already been chewed," replied the other. That's what other people's understanding is like. It's like ABC gum. It's okay, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's pretty watered down. All the flavor is chewed out of it. You can use the understanding of others to enhance your own understanding, but you don't have to make it yours. It will just be a carbon copy. Do you know what it's like to get a copy of a copy of a copy? It's legible, but nowhere near as good as the original. There is a phrase from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous describing sobriety and its gifts. It states, quote, "If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps," end quote. That is so perfect. You see a quality in another person and you want it. Now you would love to have it bestowed on you with a magic wand, but that's not what happens. What happens is you are shown the ways, means, and actions of being able to obtain it. In other words, if you want it, here's what you need to do to get it. You no longer give your power away to other people, not even to teachers or gurus. You stop making comparisons. You learn from other sources, of course. You also comprehend the true meaning of the word educate. It means to lead out of, not to pound into. As you grow in spiritual understanding, you become more aware and more adept at touching the wisdom of God within you. Be aware of the yearning within you for the gifts of God. The desire for God is the God within you seeking God in His fullness. Our prayer today can be, O God, you live within me and I live within you. You have all power. You are the answer to all I desire. You radiate from the center of my being and out into the entire world as the fulfillment of my desire. I give thanks, O God, for your presence and for your gifts and in my life. Amen. As you open yourself to God, you open yourself to the gift of the Holy Spirit called discernment. Discernment is the wisdom to distinguish what is best and most loving. It is not like judgment, which focuses on separation. Discernment focuses on keeping you close to the Spirit and one with the Source. The fundamental prayer of discernment is the abbreviated version of what is now sometimes referred to as the Serenity Prayer, written by Reinhold Niebuhr in 1926. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Jesus asked us to pray always. That is another way of suggesting the practice of the presence of God. With the eyes of spirit, you work to perceive God everywhere and in everything. When you let go into the infinite wisdom and love of the divine, this is true understanding. The gifts of God, including understanding and strength, are with you all the time, and especially in time of need. In order to participate in those gifts, you are called on to recognize God's presence and let go of giving so much of your power away to your thinking mind. Let go of your attempts to figure things out. One of the huge differences between intellectual knowing and knowing with the heart is that the mind always has a preconceived notion of the way things should be. Prayer of the heart does not get caught up in waiting or expecting how the answers will show up. The prayer of the intuitive heart is simple and direct. O God, let me see you in all things, know you in all things, and love you in all things. Amen. How perfect for Christ in training. Spiritual understanding is sometimes referred to as enlightenment in the East. I heard a wonderful teacher once say, enlightenment is the ego's biggest disappointment. It does not make you superior. It does not mean you have it made. It does not mean you have something no one else has. It does not mean your work is done. It means that you know. It means you see all as one. You perceive all people as brothers and sisters. You are aware of all beings as needing your love and you needing theirs. The ultimate understanding is what you have known all along, that you are made in the image and likeness of God. It is the realization that you are whole and complete, that you are one. It is the knowing, even beyond your feelings, that you are joy, love, strength, and all those other attributes of God. You possess all these gifts because you are not separate from God, the Source. Go back to the heart. Go back to the deeper knowing, the deeper truth within you. The ego can be subtle and deceptive. It does not want you to be spiritually fit and okay. The ego is afraid that if you are fit and sound, you will have no need of it anymore. Here is the true work of spiritual understanding. Shut up and let God be God within you.